Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on. Things was too hot down there. Couldn't stay very long.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little blues there. Little small business blues. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, or if you want to check out the mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, so you can subscribe to my newsletter there. Check out the video. We got a brand new video up. Hope you check that out. I think you'll like that. And then, of course, the poll question. We ask a different question every week. And all the things that are there from our Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, Terry Murray, the author of The Transformational Entrepreneur. We're talking about creativity, Terry. And in the previous segment, we were talking about why there's a limited amount of creativity, a woefully limited amount of creativity in the workplace these days. I know why it's that way in big companies. Big companies have a conflict between creativity and the 90-day analyst call, the conference call with analysts every 90 days. They've got a conflict with that, Terry. But small companies don't have that 90-day call. Why would the owner of a small company not be promoting creativity? What's up with that?
You really have to plan for it. And remember last time we were talking, we talked about lighting that fire for breakthrough performance, and it requires those three elements. And it's really focusing on aligning and optimizing transformational leadership, a mindful strategy, in an engaging culture that promulgates creativity. And by aligning those three elements, you're going to be able to create an environment and sustain and hold the space for creativity and creative thinking to emerge.
In today's,
it's much like tending the soil in a garden. You have to enrich the soil if you want those ideas to germinate.
But you got to be prepared, because when you do that, something will flourish. And if you're not comfortable managing what flourishes... See, this is what I think happens, Terry. I was talking earlier about innovation. You know, the marketplace is not the change in the marketplace is not new. That's been going on ever since 10,000 years ago. The difference is the velocity of change, and in order to keep up with that velocity, you've got to be innovative. And you can't be innovative if you can't be creative, and you can't be creative unless there's trust. Unless you've got leaders who want that and who are willing, if you're a lawyers will tell you, Terry, never ask a question of a person on the witness stand if you don't already know the answer, right?
Right.
So don't ask for creativity in your business if you aren't prepared to manage that creativity. And a lot of people, there are a lot of managers, even small ones, who are uncomfortable unleashing the power of their people. What do you think?
I think that's very true, and I think a lot of that is how we've been conditioned as managers, how we've been conditioned as leaders. You know, most entrepreneurs cut their teeth in larger organizations, and if that was the culture from which you came, it's bound to have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, especially when you're looking at leading a business in which you're going to require a very diverse workforce and a multi-generational workforce to tap into the broadest possible sources of creative thinking, that takes some confidence, and it takes the ability to be able to be comfortable with ambiguity from time to time.
Say what you mean by that. What do you mean, be comfortable with ambiguity? Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, one of the challenges that businesses have with cultivating creativity is that, by definition, it's a non-linear process. Yet oftentimes we're going to take a very non-linear process and hand it over to our most linear thinkers, the engineers in R&D,
or the accountants.
This whole approach to business process is
right.
Very linear. So you have to be able to step away from some of that linearity and actually allow for some time to pass, You have to allow for the subconscious mind to
element of faith. There has to be an element of faith. And when I'm talking about faith now, I'm talking about faith in ourselves, in our brain power, in our instincts, and the faith to let things see where they go. What do you think?
Without a doubt. And that also, I think, it comes to being able to bear down and understand human nature with some granularity. If we applied the same level of granularity of understanding and insight to the raw materials of the industrial age, to the chemistries that created new pharmaceutical drugs, to looking at new ways of making steel, just understanding every possible minute aspect of our raw materials and how we could improve our product, we did that in the industrial age. Now our source of raw material is human beings and their creativity. We need to understand their human nature at that same level of granularity that we understood the scientific elements that went into our processes in the industrial age.
Right. Terry, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
You can find me at yourbizstartup.com, which is an open blog site with lots of information for small business owners. And we just recently launched a new site called ignitingcreativityinbusiness.com.
Say that website again.
ignitingcreativityinbusiness.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called The Transformational Entrepreneur. Thank you for helping us understand this issue about creativity. Folks, if your organization is not performing, it might be because they're not creative enough, and if they're not creative enough, it's probably your fault. You got to deal with that. Thanks, Terry. Terry Murray, folks, you'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.